All right, I want to read from Psalm 77. It says that, you know, your path, talking about God, your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. And as I was just meditating upon this this morning, and this is a part of our 24/7 prayer chain reading. It says that, you know, your footprints were not seen. And I was thinking, why, God? Why, you know, why didn't you establish, you know, your footprints at the bottom of the sea? That would be like for everybody to know that you are truly God. But I feel like God establishes his presence and, you know, his promises in us. And, you know, the Holy Spirit bears witness of what God can do. And I just felt like encouraging us this morning with this verse, which says that, you know, he's the one who leads us through the sea, through the mighty waters, even though you can't see his footprints. The reason that we can't see his footprints is because we are supposed to declare the mighty works of God. The reason that he does these miracles in our lives is because we can encourage one another. If you are, you know, going through some kind of a difficult time, you know, ask David, how did God lead him through the waters? And, you know, ask Moses, ask all of these heroes of the faith, ask one another. Just looking at, you know, one another here in this Zoom room, I think we can tell how many of us have been through difficult circumstances, difficult times, and God has seen us through it. Yeah. And history records all of these events, but they, you know, apart from the Bible, they don't really mention God. Apart from some sort of religious books, they don't mention the work of God. They try to attribute some sort of scientific explanation. But the reason that we go through these difficult times and we emerge victorious on the other side is because God sees us through. And I just felt like, you know, it might be an assurance. It says in the song as well that I don't need to fear anymore. Okay, if we are without anxiety, without worry, that is a testament to a God who is a good father, one who you know, accomplishes everything that he has promised, who sees us through. He's a God who sees us through the sea, through the mighty waters, even though his footprints are not seen for everybody to see. It's because we are supposed to be declaring that his mighty works.
Amen. I want to thank God this morning for Priya and her son. You know, we've been praying for her. You know, when I spoke to Sharad a couple of weeks ago, he said that, you know, when they went to the hospital for the delivery, the doctor had given them just a 50% chance that the wife would survive. That was it. Yeah. And they've not even talking about the baby. And today, you know, it's been some days now, they've been discharged, the baby is at home, she's at home, they're well, everything is good. And we just thank God so much, because it's after, I think, 14 years they've had this baby. And, you know, and there was such a battle for the child, and now both are well. So I just want to thank all of you for praying. And this is just a testimony to God's goodness, his power, answered prayer. And Sharad said, in a little bit while, when they will come one day to Word of Grace and also testify and thank the church. So praise God for that. Amen.
Yeah, guys, even if it's a small thing, it's okay to share, because our God deserves all our praise, small, medium, bigger, biggest. So let's take this time to just, even if it's just one line of praise, let's do it. Because I don't know, maybe we are just feeling lethargic or something, but I think God deserves something big from us, isn't it? So let's take this time to just shout out praises. Yes, I'll start. Lord Jesus, you are faithful, God. Lord, we can see every morning that's only because of your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for you are a faithful God. You never let us down, but thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are an amazing God. There is none like you, Lord. When you are with us, who can be against us, Lord? You are the joy giver. Your presence is joy, Abba. Your presence is peace. You are Prince of Peace. Thank you for this peace you have given to our life, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, because you are Jehovah Jireh. our provider, Lord Jesus. I just want to thank you for two more new students, new drum students that have come, Lord. Amen.
As Colin was sharing about Priya, you know, Priya is long gone from Word of Grace. I think it's almost 9 years since they have they went to Bangalore and UK, and I think back to Bangalore. They were there for the 10th anniversary. So it's either 9 or 8 years, something somewhere in between there. But we never stopped. Some of us never stopped praying for her. I'm not saying she was on our prayer list every day, but every now and then we would, bring back to mind. And this reminds me of a song we do sing often, you know, Breakthrough. Let unanswered prayers rise again to you. We feel, you know, our time scale, God's time scale, completely different. Forget it. You know, they don't match. In his sense of timing, that was perfect timing. You know, this baby is not late in coming. This baby has come bang on time, you know. And some of us may be going through that and saying, God, why is it not happening? Maybe you're praying for a child, or maybe you're praying for that job, or for that marriage, or for that finance, or that relationship, and saying, why isn't it happening, God? Why isn't it happening? Why so long? Why so long? But, you know, in the meantime, God is, I think last year I mentioned it, the waiting is not a passive waiting. When the disciples were waiting for the Holy Spirit, they did something in that time. They prayed, they worshiped, they glorified God, they fellowshipped, they broke bread. You know, they did all kinds of things in that period of waiting. So don't let the waiting be say that life will only start when this prayer is answered. Forget it. You know, so if you've got an unanswered prayer, or you, what you feel has, it is in that sense, you're in that waiting season, then, you know, I'd say, hey, you know, let's in that waiting say, I am waiting for this, but I want to thank God. And, you know, it says thanksgiving opens the door to salvation. Salvation is basically being saved, or an answered prayer. So in your thanksgiving is actually the key. So start thanking God and say, God, I thank you. You have been my provider. You are my provider, and you will always be my provider. All my needs will be met in you, because your riches are abundant and amazing. So if there's anybody in that situation, this is a good time to say, God, I thank you in my circumstance.
Yes, I want to thank God. Last month, Shweta has the symptoms of corona. She doesn't have a smell or taste last month. But after 2 to 3 days, I've made a test. So RT-PCR test, the test was negative. And later on, okay, we have carried on. Then I want to get vaccinated. Me and Shweta want to get vaccinated. So I thought it is only 1 month she had symptoms. So it is better to check the antibodies test. It will confirm whether she got corona or not. So I've made antibodies test and I showed it doctor. She has antibodies. That means she has corona, and she got corona and the corona went off. She didn't know. Even maybe I could have got the corona also, but God protected us because we doesn't have any symptoms. We are both healthy, and we want to praise God for that.
Father God, I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. I want to praise you for who you are, Lord. You're a God of perfect timing. You're a God who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your words, once out, they're never taken back again, Lord. We thank you for your promise, Lord. We thank you for the waiting period, because that waiting period teaches us to be still, and still in you, still in fellowship, still in your word. I pray, Lord, that as we wait and as we are still, we will wait for your perfect timing to reap your benefits, to see your blessings, Lord. I want to thank you for everything that you do, not just for me, not just for my family, but for our church,
for everybody, Lord. I want to thank you, praise you, and give you glory. You alone deserve all the praises and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank God. Just what Nawaz shared about waiting. I am waiting actually for quite some years now for our building repair to take place. Every monsoon we have leakage. And every monsoon I just ask Lord, please Lord, just get this job done. Now, I do not know, as Nawaz says, we have to wait actively and praying through every monsoon. I just pray and ask, Lord, please, especially my flat, it leaks. Many people's flats are leaking, but I'm going to wait actively and knowing that God will do it in His time, that it will be done. And I just want to thank Him in advance already. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to say something, talking about the waiting period. Donity really prayed for me for so many years, and she never gave up on the prayer and the waiting time. She constantly kept me in her prayers. So that is the result that today I am part of Word of Grace, is because of her constant prayer and her. She never gave up on me. She never gave up. Like, God never gave up on me. She never gave up on praying for me. So it is just a big thank you to the Lord that, I know, I have a friend like Donity who constantly prayed for me. And today, the waiting period that it has come through. So she patiently waited. And today is the day that I am there with Word of Grace. So I just want to thank God for that.
I too want to share something about the waiting period. It was not planned, but I just felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to share this. Maybe it will encourage someone. As many of you know that I have my food business, and this is not something that just started out of the blue. So since when Ellie is born, next from 2014, I've been trying multiple things to work out, like let it be soap business, or organic bath powders, or organic hair oils. I've tried multiple businesses, and I've gone all full on into it, like, you know, investing into the raw materials and all, but it didn't click, it didn't work out. And I used to feel very discouraged, but somehow I kept getting this assurance from the Holy Spirit that I am going to start a business, and the Lord is going to bless me in that. And then I just started the food business, and even the food business did not kick off immediately. Like, when I had started in 2018, I think. So, like, during Christmas, I started, it kicked off very well. And then I got pregnant. I had to go a little slow. But then again, now I started it again, and it's going very well. I can literally see God's hand in it, because it's not me. During lockdown, it's not easy to get people to order food. Okay, and that too from a new person and from a home-based person, like, it's not easy, but I can just see God leading me every day. So I just want to encourage everyone over here that if God has a plan for you, if you know it is God's plan, just don't give up. It is going to come through. It is going to take, like as Nawaz said, our timeline and God's timeline is very different. So just wait on His timeline and hold on to what He has promised you.
I just want to thank God that He has made me a grandma again. And the baby girl was due for July 20th, but she came early, 3 weeks early. And so the mother and baby are doing fine. She's in the incubator. So keep her in prayer. And I also want to thank God, as Nawaz says, the waiting period. I've been waiting a long time for my healing. But I want to thank God, as Nimi said, thank God. In the waiting period, that your healing is on the way. So I want to thank God that my healing is on the way. I believe it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Amazing testimonies. And it's good. It's really a good time, you know, just to open up the doors, praising God. And God has been asking me, do you know why I do all these things for you? Any idea? God does so many things for us day in and day out. Why does He do all this? Because He just loves us. isn't it? He loves us and he takes delight in us. I want all of us to do something now. Let's unmute and pick up a screen name, or if you know the person by name, just call out the name and say, God loves you, you are precious to God, and he delights in you. Three sentences. God loves you, you are precious to him, and he takes delight in you. Let's do